If you are a dental practice that wants to grow a specific type of patient base, and you've engaged a digital marketing person or agency to drive those patients in, you've got to have accountability in the process.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Growing Your Practice. And once again, I'm going to be doing an interview to help you grow your practice, to bring amazing insight into how you can grow your business. And this week, we're going to talk about something that many of you kind of are aware might not be perfect. Some of you may be in the dark about it, but that's ultimately going to be about your phone calls. Okay. Now, what's really happening is our problem in our practices is that we want to increase revenue. And when we hit a plateau or when things aren't going right, we typically automatically jump to more marketing. But if we spend money driving people to call our office and we don't know what's happening on those phone calls or with their phone calls, we're wasting our time and hard-earned money. This week, I want to bring on an expert, Amol Neergudkar, on to talk about phone calls, dealing with phone calls, and how automation and artificial intelligence, you know, the buzzword AI, can help our practices increase our marketing efforts and outcomes to help grow our practice. Amol, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Hello from Las Vegas. I'm here for a...
Listen, don't tell people where you're at. They're going to be jealous. Have you been to the Sphere yet?
I have not been to the Sphere. I come here for these meetings, and I'm in the one hotel room, one casino for the whole time. Don't even see the sunlight sometimes, and then as I leave. So I should go do that.
Well, Amol and I met through a mutual friend, Alex. And Alex, you know, and Amol happened to be in Raleigh, so he stopped by, we had lunch, and now he's in Las Vegas. You know, Amol, here's the good news. For a measly $450,000 a day, you can buy ads on the Sphere.
Oh, wonderful. I got to think about that. I got to look at the budget for next
year. I think that answer should be very quick and easy. No.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk about the unknown or the unrealized problem that most practices have, and that's what's going on their phone calls. So let's talk a little bit about the problems that you're seeing and that you guys are solving in that arena.
Yeah, I think that the main challenge every dental practice is trying to solve is patient flow. Yeah. You want more patients coming in at all times. You don't want any gaps in the schedule. And you also want the right patients coming in to the door. You want to have so as dentistry evolved to this direct-to-consumer marketing over 10, 15 years ago, Clear Choice kind of spearheaded that revolution of like, let's go to the customers directly. And then the advent of digital marketing really has propelled many dental practices across the country to actually spend money to drive the right patient, right? The most valuable patients. They need ortho, implants, whatever that might be. And as we're driving these patients to call us, the number one thing we have to do is get them scheduled. Right? And what we found out when we launched the AI company 89 years ago now is that only 55 to 60% of these patients were getting scheduled.
So let's back up for a second. Are you saying that they're not getting scheduled, or even what about missing their phone calls?
Well, that's. So today the statistics are almost 25 to 30% of calls are not even answered during business hours.
All right, so I don't mean to interrupt because I want to have a conversation, and there are things that I want our listeners to really understand. So if I have 100 patients call my office, whether they're existing patients, new patients, potential patients, it doesn't matter. What you're saying is that somewhere between 25 and 30 of those phone calls are not even answered.
Correct.
Okay. And then, okay. So that's problem number one. Okay. Are we answering the calls? Do we have people to answer the calls? Do we have dedicated times where, you know, and coverage for the answering the calls? And part of that also, as a side note, comes in that I believe that statistic may be a little bit misleading, because that's not even counting the calls we miss after hours necessarily, like, because our office closes at 3 o'clock. So there's nobody there after 3 o'clock to answer the phone. As a side note, on my marketing phone numbers, that phone number goes to a mobile phone that can be answered up to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. So a separate thing that I want people to understand is that when you spend money marketing, you can't just be available during office hours. So now we've got the calls that we've answered, and you're saying roughly half of those, only half of those, result in an actual appointment.
Yeah, half to maybe 60% of the appointment. And our goal at Patient Prism was to get that needle moving up to 85%, 80-85%. We can't schedule everybody.
Right? No, you should. Number one, you shouldn't schedule everybody. Not everybody is a good fit for your practice.
Correct. Absolutely. And sometimes they just don't take their insurance. What made us unique in the space was, as soon as that patient hung up the phone and didn't schedule an appointment, we were able to notify a training snippet back to the receptionist saying, hey, or the office manager, we had a patient who just called, was inquiring about orthodontics or clear aligners or whatever that might be. This is what their worth was. And then the reason we didn't book them is because they thought it was too expensive and we should have offered them some financing through whatever care credit that might be.
So let's real quick, let's digest that one, if you don't mind, Amol. Okay, because here I'm speaking as a practice owner myself here, okay? Number one is a problem I have in my practice, unknown to me, is I'm being very open to all the listeners. That's, one of the reasons many people like the podcast is I get no report each month of how many people call the office and how many phone calls we answered. I have no earthly idea. I'm in the dark. That's not good. Number two, I have no earthly idea of which patients that call the office, what percentage of them actually scheduled. I don't know this data. And then number two, I have no earthly idea why any specific phone call doesn't result in an appointment. So from a training perspective, I can't really train people. Now, what I do often is at least once a month, we'll sit down and we'll review random phone calls. But I might get to 3 phone calls out of 1,000 in the month, and it might be the 3 good ones, it might be the 3 bad ones, but it's a subset of 3 only. So for those of you listening, a great first step, okay, a great basic step is at least randomly listen to 3 or 4 phone calls a month so that you can see kind of what's happening. But what I loved about that was I got very specific data. Hey, Meredith called our office. She said, hey, I saw your ad for a clear line of therapy with Candid Pro, XYZ, whatever you're doing, okay? And I asked how much it was, and your team member, Jesse said, it's $5,000. And the patient responded, wow, that's a lot of money. And the conversation ended. Now, I can train from that.
Right. And that's it. That's the problem we're solving. What AI allows us to do, Tarun, is it allows us to quickly understand, because the AI has the ability to scan a 10-minute conversation in half a second. Right? It allows us to understand what happened, what went wrong, what could we do to fix it, right? And elevate those leads back into the office so that we could have a second chance of getting back with the patient. That was the big moment when I knew Patient Prism would be a successful business, because we allowed these dental practices to reconnect with the patient that they just lost and offer them information based on the mini training snippet we had given them. Hey, this is what happened. This is what happened. They didn't have to listen to phone calls. It was all on a platter saying, call them back, give them whatever options you have for financing, and let money never be the reason why people don't choose dentistry.
So let me give you an example of this. So let me make sure I'm understanding this at all, okay? Because I'm, we brown people, we get very technical, very excited, and we go all over the place. But I want to break it down for our listeners, okay? So Meredith calls, Jesse answers the phone call, and within 1 minute, Megan gets an email saying that Meredith called, she asked about this, we didn't schedule the appointment, here's what's going on. And we can either have a training session with Jesse, or Megan, my treatment coordinator, could call Meredith back that day, the next day, and say, hey, Meredith, I know that you called our office and you're really interested in clear aligner therapy, and it sounded like money was one of the barriers. I wanted to let you know that we do have patient financing available. Something like this could be as low as $89 a month.
So actually what our clients do is, so we did a study on what the win back rate was. And the study over 150,000 new patient phone calls was, if you call the patient back within half an hour of us sending you that lead, you had a 27% chance of winning them back. Right. And we see that consistently across our platform. 25 to 30% of patients are actually scheduling that appointment if you call them enough. Because what if it's a new patient, what happens? We're in this era of instant gratification. If we don't get what we want, we're going to find the next one. We're going to go to the next person we found on Google search, call the next dentist, right? People want stuff now. Immediate. They don't want to wait. And immediacy is important. So that idea, so what we would train the office manager to do or your treatment plan coordinator to do is to look at this, and it's not a lot. Maybe there is two or three of these every day, or maybe four or five, three or four every day. So what you do is you call them back as soon as you possibly can and recover them. If you call the next day.
If it's only four a day, that means one patient a day that you recover statistically. That one patient a day could be $400 or $500 a day in recovery.
Correct.
Easily.
At least.
Easily.
At least, right? Our studies have shown that, average patient value, at least in the first year, is $1,000.
Oh, yeah, in the first year. I'm just talking about immediacy. Like if I'm talking about a new patient, our new patient fee, is somewhere in the anywhere from $300 to $500. So if I can recover a quarter of those patients, and let's say it's only four calls per day that we miss or don't schedule, that's one, that's $300, $400 a day. Multiply that by, that's $1,600 a week. That's $8,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. That's $100,000 a year, almost immediately.
All right. And for a cost that's like right between three and four, like $3,500 is what it would cost for a single practice to do this. It's about $300 a month. And the ROI has been proven over and over again. It really does. If you do what we're telling you to do, you're going to look, oh my goodness, just from the revenue recovery piece, you're going to have $100,000 of top line growth. And then the other things are even fun insights that we provide from the data.
One of the things I look at is I have this saying, what can I learn from DSOs? Because there's some things I don't love what they do, but there's many things that they do unbelievably well from a driving revenue perspective. So talk to me a little bit about how are some of your DSO customers utilizing this to help build their businesses over multiple locations, multiple states, right, multiple different demographic areas. And they're obviously seeing this in all areas.
We serve over about 8,000 DSO locations, clinic locations. And the way they're using it in three ways. One of them is Patient Prism actually connects to your marketing, digital marketing platforms like Google Ads, Facebook, and all that. It allows you to understand, are you spending the right amount of money on marketing? And is it driving the right kind of patients into your offices? And we provide that. So besides the sales coaching and all that stuff, we also go back a little bit and say, is marketing driving the right leads at the right cost? And that's important because the DSOs are spending. One of the things they're doing now is figuring out what we call performance marketing. Here's what we have. Here's the performance we expect. We want to have five starts a month in this office, right? Five Invisalign starts, let's say. So what does it take to get us there? We need leads. How much money do we need to spend to drive those five starts based on what's going to eventually happen on the phone and scheduling and our treatment acceptance rate? So they're figuring out all the math about what does it take to drive the right leads in at the right cost. Then the way we help them is if they have call centers or sometimes they don't, we help them improve the schedule rate on these marketing leads that they've spent money on. Because you spend it, there's a cost per acquisition.
Yeah, it's $100 almost. Yeah,
$100, depending on where you are in the country too. And then we also give them at scale. We taught our AI to understand contextually why the patient didn't book. The easy thing to say always is the easy answer is, oh, my marketing is not working. But sometimes it's not marketing. Sometimes it's not even your receptionist. what we found out is about 35% of time across, again, hundreds of thousands of calls, now millions, is that we help them understand, are there other challenges? Like, man, you just don't have room on the schedule to get the patient in. That's why they didn't book. We didn't know how to talk about out-of-network insurance. That's why they didn't schedule. We don't have the service available. We're having all these pediatric patient calls. We don't take pediatrics. So conceptually, we help them understand, do they need to make operational changes across which offices don't have enough capacity, which offices are struggling with insurance, and then say, and make a game plan of what do we need to fix. Sometimes it's all three. Sometimes we need to fix marketing, sales, and ops. Sometimes we, and so they're very data-driven. The question, answering your question is, It's all driven by data. Like, where, at what point is the patient stopping? What's the reason why the patient doesn't want to do something? And how can we then do it? Like, for example, we've got DSOs who are like, well, we got all these high-value leads coming in. We're spending money to drive, let's say, implant leads. Mm-hmm. They're calling, but somehow they're not showing up because we're booking them so far out. And we measure that, how far we're booking them out. So we are proud, but all hygiene.
How do you know how far out we're booking them? From words or from the connection to the practice software?
We don't even connect yet. We're connecting this year. Okay. But we understand the day they called and the day the appointment was scheduled just from listening.
Listening, wow.
And they're like, oh. And then we're like, wow, you're booked out 35 days. The person needs to get their teeth straightened. They have made the big effort to call you. And now you're telling them they have to wait 4 weeks. They're not going to show up. So when you provide this comprehensive data on why, then you can pull the right levers. Either you spend more money, less money. Maybe we've had situations where people have implemented assisted hygiene into their offices only because they had a 50% schedule rate on hygiene, and they knew that from patient prism. So there is a lot. There's a lot of deeper thought that these DSOs will go into, and look at the data and say, if these are the problems that we're solving, what's the easier ones to solve? Sometimes I have to tell them, don't spend any money on marketing, right? Maybe you need a doctor, maybe you need an assistant, maybe you need a dental assistant. So fix what's broken first.
Well, I would tell you the first thing I would do. And maybe this is the first thing we need to do, Amol, is we need to install this in your practice and see if you have a phone issue. Like, what percentage of phone calls are you answering? What percentage of people are you scheduling before you go spend? Like, I'm about to spend another $10,000, $12,000 a month on marketing. And maybe there's a deeper issue I need to correct or treat differently before we go spend this kind of money on practice marketing.
So true. So true. If you are a dental practice that wants to grow a specific type of patient base, and you've engaged a digital marketing person, agency to drive those patients in, you've got to have accountability in the process. I'm spending 10 grand. What does that get me? Right? And we have to keep refining that process. One, I have to schedule those patients, provided they're the right ones, but also hold my marketing accountable. Are they really doing what they're supposed to be doing? Are they really driving the patients I want of the right kind? And if they are, then wonderful. Let's do more of that as long as we have capacity.
Give me an example, if you can. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. But give me an example of how this would let me know that we're driving the wrong leads, the wrong patients from our marketing. Because I'm spending 10 grand a month marketing implant dentistry. And one of my complaints is, 80% of these people don't have two pennies to rub together. And, you know, right. I just think it's part of the game, part of the numbers game. But tell me, let's talk through that a little bit more.
So we developed this contextual understanding of why patients don't book. And we have this incredible AI-enabled report called Reasons Not Booked. So what would happen is you spend 10 grand and within the first day or within the first week, you have enough calls and they're like, okay, well, I drove, let's say, 100 phone calls this month.
My marketing company drove 100 phone calls to the practice.
Yeah, 100 phone calls. So we know that. And of those 100, only 40 booked. 60 didn't schedule.
Oh, I'd take that.
I'm just saying, 60.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make the math easy. And the number is number. And so a 60-day schedule. Now, when you go to that report called Reasons Not Booked, it's going to show you that of the 60 that didn't book, 30 of them, they were Medicaid callers. We don't take Medicaid. Or they didn't book because we... Are we driving people with Medicaid into our... So we have to look at our marketing.
So I can go back to my marketing company and say, hey, we're getting, 30 out of 100 leads you're sending me. 30% of the leads you're sending me have Medicaid. So somehow we need to adjust our marketing to basically say no Medicaid or demographics.
Then it'll also tell us that there's a percentage of people who didn't book because we just didn't have the service available. They were all calling for endo and we don't do endo. Right? So there's some people who didn't book because of price, because they thought it was not affordable. So what it gives you quickly is this idea that, okay, things look good. I have 100 new patients. Marketing is driving. I'm only booking 40. And if I understand the reason that they're booking, either I fix my marketing or I fix my training around, there's some out-of-network language with it that you can have. Say, hey, here's what we can do to get the patient in the door. If it's not Medicaid, depending on your state, there's lots of regulations. But when I understand it, then I want to drive more booked appointments by driving the right leads. And figuring out what can I tweak if I'm deprioritizing. And one of the big things you will learn, like, okay, well, 15 patients didn't book because we just didn't have room on our schedule. And here's what they wanted. They wanted oral surgery.
This is an amazing point because, in our coaching business, in our mastermind program, what we deal with is practices that are super busy. And what we find is that they're busy doing the less productive stuff in the practice, and they're telling all the patients with productive dentistry to wait, and we'll get you next year or next month or never. And so this would be amazingly helpful for you to know that, hey, you had 100 people call, 20 of them said the word implant or missing tooth, and of those 20, you told them all that you had to wait 1 month to get a consultation. That's clearly not good. Or even existing patients that call back to your practice and say, I'm ready to get started. Like, to me, those are, because, like, if I can put keywords like clear aligners, Invisalign, Candid, veneers, implants, if I can put those keywords and find out what happens to those patients, now we can start with data, some basic data. I can start designing my schedule, designing my training, designing my marketing. It almost sounds like, yeah, let's talk about it. Sounds too easy not to do. Is really like, I'm questioning myself. Like, why are more people?
I'll tell you why it won't work. I'll tell you why. The challenge dental practices are having today is there's too much going on. Right, office managers are inundated with so much going on. Front office is inundated with a lot of things going on with insurance verification. They're checking things out. So what happens usually when we talk to independent practices is they have to decide that, hey, here's my goal, and they have to assign somebody to look at the data and actually act upon it. Because yes, I'm going to provide excellent information, excellent data, excellent insights and foresight, which is, here's recommendations, here's what you should do more. If you are super busy to not look at it, then it doesn't work, right? Because what are you going to do if you don't do anything with the data?
It's why I don't like all these fancy dashboards. It's just too much data.
It's too much going on. And the one thing I'll say that we are very proud of at Patient Prism is that we don't want to provide, we have fancy dashboards, that's great, but it's not about that. I want to provide an actionable recommendation to one person at the office, telling them exactly what to do given what just happened. That's it. And not worry about all this dashboards and fun AI and everything. Don't worry about that. We had a patient who wanted 2 implants because that's what they were recommending. We told them it's going to be $12,000, and they hung up the phone because they thought there's no way in hell they could afford that. Let's fix it. That's it. Let's not worry about AI. Let's just fix the simple things. And then as we become more sophisticated users of the product, then think about, like, man, we just don't have capacity. Well, maybe, or I want to do more of this. Maybe I should talk about marketing and see if I can get more of that. And we predictably drive growth by understanding the root causes of why we're not growing.
I look at it very simply is the first step to growing your practice is knowing how and why people are and aren't coming to your practice and or in what you're missing. And so in a world where almost every practice is now starting to, or if not already, spending significant amount of money on marketing, right. It becomes ultra competitive. And, you know, now maximizing, you know, if I can go from 60% appointments to 65% appointments, you know, if 5% doesn't sound like a lot, but when my average appointment value is 5,000, 10,000, depending on what you're doing, that's a big number. And it makes the difference. It moves the needle in a significant way. All right. So I have a final question for you is walk us through how, here's my fear. Oh my God. One more thing. How complicated is this? Like, how do I make it all work? Do I have to be a technical person? Like, kind of give us a high level of how this all connects together and works.
It's very simple. I mean, there's no technical, we have a technical onboarding team that will get you set up very quickly. It's a simple code snippet on your website. We work with your ads agency or whoever you're doing ads with. We incorporate that. It's pretty white glove in terms of the onboarding experience. And there is a big part. There's a training process that our client success manager will provide your team on how to log in, how to use, how to set up users. It's all given to you in the first month. It's
how does it
training.
Connect my phone system?
Multiple ways. The easiest way to do it is to first you track your marketing. We provide tracking numbers that will ring directly to your phone system. And that gives you a good view of marketing, whether it's from Google My Business to Google Ads or your website. All calls would route through that number and then drive to your office. In rare cases where you need to even do more, if you have any kind of VoIP system, then we can work with them.
So voice over IP, so an internet-based telephone system.
If you have that, you don't need it. You don't need to integrate that right away. I think you start with marketing. You start with all website, all Google My Business, all ads. And then you see, okay, well, this is adequate for me. I don't need to record every call, a vendor calling me to deliver gloves. I don't need to record that, right? We just need to figure out the marketing piece of it first. Then if you really determine that I need more data and I need to understand more, then we can look at integrating with your telephony, whether it's Weave or Mango or go to kind of any one of these. I mean, we can work with almost everybody unless you are like a rotary phone, which,
yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't have that.
I don't, I would like one of those maybe. I would like to give them to my kids. So I can control what they do on the phone. All right. So the only thing we haven't talked about, Amol, that I think is important is to give people an idea of what the costs of something like this are.
Yeah. I mean, an average single practice, it's about $300 a month is what it costs. And that's it.
Are there any contracts or any commitments?
We don't do less than a six-month commitment anymore because...
You got 6 months to give it a shot. That's fair.
Otherwise... difficult to see the results.
Yeah. So on average practice, they're going to take a quote unquote very healthy risk of maybe a couple of $1,500, $2,000 to get amazing insight into what's happening on their phone system and why patients aren't calling, how many people are calling, how many people aren't answering, what they're saying on the phone call. Hey, what's a common service that people are asking for, you know, and, you know, all these things. Like, I mean, I only know what happens when the patients get to the office. I have no earthly idea what's happening with people that don't make it to the office that I have no earthly idea about. And I'd like to know more about that because I'd like to train and get better at that.
Almost 90% of our clients, if they use it in the first month, they will recover the whole year.
Yeah, yeah. The $3,000-$4,000 a year that this costs is... That's like, you know, our typical listener is doing implant dentistry, aligner dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, digital dentistry. Like, that's one patient. I mean, not even one patient. That's half a patient. That's like half a screw that you put in somebody's head. So I mean, it's in most of, you know, many of our listeners are spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month on marketing, if not more. And I know in our master, we have offices spending $15,000, $20,000 a month. So if I can spend $300 a month to make sure my marketing is being effective, you know, that's a no brainer to me.
It's like buying marketing insurance, right?
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah, at least insights, you know, into what's happening and how you adjust it. So, all right. How do people get in touch with you, Amol?
Go to our website, patientprism.com, and schedule a conversation with us. Book a demo. And
there's no obligation, no hard sales pitch, no cost.
No hard sales. We'll go through it. We'll ask you, what are you doing right now? How much you want to grow next year? And we'll tell you, if we're the right fit, then we're the right fit. But if you need more hygienists, then maybe we're not the right fit right now. You need more hygienists. But we'll tell you, we'll give you an honest answer about...
Well, I want to say, we're coaching 55, 60 offices and about to onboard 15 more in January. And they all tell me they need more hygienists. And I tell them they don't necessarily need more hygienists. What they need is better. And this is the perspective I come at for a service like yours, is I need better triage of what I'm letting into my door. If I have a limited, like I got an airplane, okay? It's no different than an airplane. I've got an airplane that has 100 seats on it each month, okay?
Correct.
And I'm filling it with all 100 economy, basic economy seats. That makes no sense to me. Like an airline has four different types of seats. They have basic economy, they got regular economy, they got comfort, and then they got first class. And what I see most dentists doing, there's no level of triage of who they let into their practice. So to me, I would argue that if you say I need more hygienists, I would say let's get some kind of data or insight into who you're letting into your practice to begin with. You're probably letting in a bunch of basic economy people because there's hundreds and hundreds of those, and you're missing the 15 or 20 first class patients that really drive all the revenue and profits in your practice. And so it's a nerve with me. I apologize to get animated about it, but... I would argue the person that says I need more hygienists, I'm not disagreeing with them, but I would say first you need to get insight into who the hell you're letting into your practice.
It's really spooky for you to use the exact same words we use in our training about the airline business and the airline industry and the basic economy. You would go back, and actually, listeners, go back to YouTube, and if you look at my last 10 videos, I have used the same example. I don't know how you are giving. I mean, it's really spooky, actually.
I mean, I get on an airplane every month, you know, or twice a month, you know, and I listen. I like Delta Airlines. Their majority of their profitability, not revenue driver, their profitability is their front of the plane, and that's our implant patients. That's our cosmetic dentistry patient. Those are our aligner patients, and that doesn't mean that those patients are above or better than other people. It just means they're more valuable. Okay, and you want to create time and space for those patients. So you have to block. It's the whole point of our concept of priority scheduling is you got to create time for that space. And if I know, for example, like now I'm really starting to think about services like this. And if I know I'm getting 10 patients calling a month saying the word Invisalign or saying the word dental implants, then I need to have 6 or 7 consult spots, because on average, we're going to get six or seven of those to schedule. I need to have 6 consult spots for implants, not just consult spot for implants. And I know on average, if 6 people come in for implants, I'm going to close half of them. So then I need 3 implant spots. Like to me, the data drop, it's a trickle down. I'm not trying to be political, but it's trickle down data in the sense that if I know this many people are calling in the practices that are all overly busy, just so busy, and there's lots of them out there, they have no earthly idea how many of any type of patients are calling. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not even, like, at this point, I'm talking about my own damn practice. Like, I don't know how many people are calling saying the word implant. Like, it's starting to disgust me a little bit. I'm getting a little irritated at myself. So, all right.
You're absolutely hitting the nail on the head. Exactly right. So, no, I appreciate this conversation very much, sir. We're excited. I mean, I think 2025 is going to be an exciting year for our business. It's slowed down a little bit.
Now all we need are AI receptionists to do the calls to do the answering for us. And it's
we're
like,
with you.
I know it won't be long. The voice I've seen, the stuff I've seen on this has been pretty amazing. And so it won't be long. And I think we'll probably be there within a year or two to where we'll see legitimate options for something like that. So, well, everybody, I think you should give patient, you should give the concept and a thought. You should interview Patient Prism to see if they're a right company, right fit for what you wanted to do. And you should start treating your business like a true small business and not a mom and pop business. And because mom and pop businesses, they won't grow, they won't survive, they won't thrive in an ultra competitive market. And so we have to treat our business like real small businesses. And so that's what real businesses are doing. They're leveraging different services, different technologies throughout their practice. And unfortunately, it costs money, but that's part of life. And that's how you get results. So give Patient Prism a call and see if something like this would work well for you. Amol, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.